Namaste and welcome to Vedanta, the River of Wisdom podcast, a podcast that brings to you the ancient flowing tradition of wisdom that reveals you are pure being having a human experience. I am Swamini B, a Vedanta teacher and a Hindu monk, and your guide by the side. Let us flow, you and I, on the banks of the river of wisdom. Long before the playlists of Bollywood music, pop, rock, rap, and world music became popular, the playlists of people were and still are the devotional songs sung by sages and devotees across the ages. As our voices soar above our mundane worries in singing these devotional songs, stotras, the wanting I resolves. I, the Ahankara, resolves into Ishvara. To love Ishvara is to know Ishvara, and to know Ishvara is to love Him. After all, one can be connected to and love only the one we know. One such powerful stotram to connect with Shiva and his glories is Shiva Panchakshara Stotram by Jagadguru Adi Shankaracharya. It is based on the Panchakshari mantra Namah Shivaya. The Panchakshara means five syllables, referring to the five syllables of Na, Ma, Shi, Va, and Ya. Each akshara is powerful in and of itself, and also when they come together to refer to the entire being Shiva, the one who is all auspiciousness. This mantra occurs in the Sri Rudram, a longer Vedic mantra that occurs in the Taittiriya Samhita of the Krishna Yajurveda, which refers to different manifestations of Shiva. Pointing to the connection between the mantra and the being, the Shiva Mahapurana states that Tasya Abhidhana Mantroyam Abhidheyascha Sasmritaha Abhidhana Abhidheyatvat Mantra Siddha Parashivaha. This mantra indicates Him, and He is the one indicated by the great mantra. The one who attains Siddhi in the mantra and attains Shiva sees both as the mantra and Him as the same. Basically, one cannot separate the mantra from Shiva. The mantra is Shiva, and if you want to call Him, you chant His name and the mantra. Just like your name stands for you, the whole being, so too, the name of Shiva is His whole being. How wonderful that we can invoke His presence and blessings by just a few words. In composing the Shiva Panchakshara Stotram, Adi Shankaracharya explains the significance of these five syllables, connecting them to Bhagavan Shiva's glories and His unchanging nature. He initiates us into chanting the mantra and also evokes a sweet surrender in us. The general approach to the iconography of a deity allows for the interpretation of symbols of a particular deity or associates a symbol with certain qualities. Sometimes it may take on a reductionistic, almost clinical quality. Just like when you look at a person, you would not reduce them to the brand of shoes they wear, but rather you will look at the entire person, including his or her accessories, and appreciate the person as a whole. We look at the entire being. When we look at the symbolism surrounding any deity and see what each of them means, our understanding and appreciation of Shiva, the entire being, increases. knowing that these different symbols are trying to signify something greater than meets the eye. We chant the stotram and dwell on the meaning.
Nagendraharaya Trilochanaya Bhasmangaragaya Maheshwaraya Nityaya Shuddhaya Digambaraya Tasmai Nakaraya Namah Shivaya.
Namaha to the one who has the king of snakes as his garland. Namaha to the one who has three eyes, whose body is smeared with sacred ashes. One who is the great Lord, eternal and pure, whose clothes in the form of directions stretch on. Namaha to that Shiva who is represented by the syllable Na. The first syllable of the Panchakshara mantra, Na Ma Shivaya, is Na. The first verse begins with Na. Nagendra Haraya. Namaha to the one who has the king of snakes as his garland. Usually, a garland is made up of flowers. Here, snakes represent Shakti. Lord Shiva is often shown with a snake curled three times around his neck and looking towards his right side. The three coils of the snake symbolize the past, the present, and the future. Time, in the cycle of life, indicating that he is above time. The snake looking in the right direction of Lord Shiva indicates the law of dharma that he pervades, which preserves a natural order in the universe. Based on reciprocity, it is almost instinctive that both a mosquito and you do not want to be hurt. A note on Sanskrit grammar. Many of the words end with aya, which is a suffix added to the word to indicate fourth case, chaturthi or sampradanam. It means for or unto. For example, Trilochana is the word meaning the one who has three eyes. By adding aya and making it Trilochanaya, the word means for the one or unto the one who has three eyes. All the way through the stotram, we see the addition of aya suffix and offer our namaha unto Shiva. Trilochanaya, namaha to the one who has three eyes. The third eye is not a literal fleshy organ, rather it symbolizes jnana chakshuhu, the eye of wisdom that destroys all ignorance. Once Parvati, in a playful mood, closed Shiva's two eyes. Immediately, the worlds were plunged into darkness. To save the world from this predicament, Shiva willed a third eye in between his eyebrows, sending forth light, heat, and wisdom. Bhasmangaragaya, whose body is smeared with sacred ashes. The word bhasma is that by which our papas are destroyed and the Lord is remembered. Shiva, being timeless, has ash or vibhuti as his ornament, as he is untouched by time. Ash is a reminder that the mortal form of the body which we take as reality will eventually turn into ash when cremated. And so when we apply vibhuti on our forehead, we remind ourselves of the death of the mortal form as well as our own timelessness. Maheshwaraya. Ishwara is the one who has overlordship, who does not have a cause, and hence is the causeless cause, unto the one who is the great Lord. Nityaya Shuddhaya, who is eternal and pure. The intrinsic Swarupa of Shiva is not temporary or transient, but the one who always is, irrespective of the stages of manifestation.
Shiva is pure, meaning free from the impurities of raga and dveshas, cravings and aversions, which vitiate our experience of reality. He is pure, unaffected by punya or papa. Digambaraya, dig are directions. Shiva's clothes are the four directions that extend into never-ending space, suggesting that he is ever free. Namaha to that Shiva who is represented by the symbol Na.
Mandakini salila chandana charchitaya Nandishwara pramatha Nath Maheshwaraya Mandara pushpa Bahu pushpa supujitaya Tasmai makaraya Namah Shivaya.
Namaha to him who is worshipped with water from the river Mandakini and smeared with sandalwood paste, who is the lord of Nandi and of other beings, the great lord, who is worshipped with Mandara and many other flowers. Namaha to that Shiva who is represented by the syllable Ma. Ma is the second syllable of the Panchakshara mantra Namah Shivaya. The second verse begins with Ma. Mandakini salila chandana charchitaya. Namaha to him who is worshipped with waters from the river Mandakini and smeared with sandalwood paste. Mandakini river is a tributary of the Alakananda river, which is a source stream of the holy Ganga. The Kedarnath temple, one of the 12 Jyotirlingas, and Madhya Maheshwara temple, one of the Pancha Kedar temples, are both on the banks of the Mandakini river. Nandishwara Pramatha Natha Maheshwaraya. Nandi, which also means happy, is shown as a bull, a vahana of Shiva, and depicted as facing Shiva in all the temples. Nandishwara is the guardian deity of Kailasha, Shiva's abode. Nandishwara was the son of Rishi Shilada. Shilada underwent a tapasya of 8,000 years for the boon of a son who would be immortal. Nandi was born as his son from a yajna. Like his father, Nandi grew up as an ardent devotee of Shiva, and he performed severe penance or tapasya on the banks of the river Narmada. Shiva and Parvati appeared to bless him with a boon. Shiva was touched by his tapasya and blessed him, saying, "You are my strength and shall always be with me, besides being dear to me. Because of my grace, you would never have to face old age. You will never face death, nor would you be reborn." Thus, the compassionate Shiva took out his garland of skulls, resembling lotus flowers, and placed it around Nandi's neck. With that act, Nandi attained 3 eyes and 10 arms, resembling Shiva. Shiva told Parvati, "We will perform Abhisheka of Nandi and establish him as the chief of all the Ganas." Different Ganas, along with Brahma, Vishnu and the Lokpalas, arrived and offered Abhisheka to Nandishwara, the great devotee of Shiva. When Parvati suggested that he ask for a boon, Nandi said, "Let my mind always remain devoted at your feet." Namaha unto Shiva, who is the lord of all beings, including Nandi. Mandara pushpa bahu pushpa supujitaya, who is worshipped with mandara and many other flowers. Alankara, or decorating with flowers, is a delightful part of performing every puja. Tasmai makaraya namah Shivaya. Namaha to that Shiva who is represented by the syllable Ma.
Shivaya Gauri Vadanabja Vrinda Suryaya Dakshaya Dvaranashakaya Shrinilakanthaya Vrishadvajaya Tasmai Shikaraya Namah Shivaya.
Namaha to him who is auspicious and who is like the sun, causing the lotus face of Gauri, that is Devi Parvati, to blossom, who is the destroyer of the Yajna of Daksha, who has a blue throat and has a bull as his emblem. Namaha to that Shiva who is represented by the syllable Shi. The third syllable of the Panchakshara mantra, Namashivaya, is Shi. Shivaya. Unto Shiva who is auspicious at all times, at all places, for everyone. Gauri Vadanabja Vrinda Suryaya. Shiva is like the sun which causes the Vadana, the lotus-like beautiful face of Gauri Devi Parvati, to blossom. Perhaps Parvati was the first one to say, "You are the sunshine of my life," rather the sun of my life. Daksha Advara Nashakaya. Unto the one who destroyed the Yajna of Daksha. A little backstory. Daksha was one of the Prajapatis, a son of Brahma. Amongst his daughters, Sati or Uma was the youngest and his favorite. Daksha did not approve of Sati's love for Shiva, nor that she eventually married him. Once, Brahmaji was having a Yajna. All the Prajapatis, deities and kings of the world were invited. Shiva and Sati were also invited. Everyone sat in their ceremonial place. Daksha came last. When he arrived, everyone in the Yajna, with the exception of Brahma and Shiva, stood up, showing their respect. Brahmaji, being Daksha's father, did not rise. Shiva, being Daksha's son-in-law, and also due to the fact that he himself was superior in stature to Daksha, remained seated. Daksha misunderstood Shiva's gesture and considered this act an insult. Daksha vowed to take revenge. With the prime motive of insulting Shiva, he initiated a great yajna similar to that of Brahmaji. He too invited all the deities, prajapatis and kings to attend the yajna and intentionally avoided inviting Shiva and Sati. Despite being invited, Brahma and Vishnu declined to attend the yajna. Rishi Dadichi noticed that there was no offering havis allotted to Shiva and his wife, and no Vedic hymns were used in the yajna addressing Shiva. He warned Daksha that he was not to alter the Veda for his personal reasons. Even the pandits and sages supported this. Daksha did not care. Sati learned of this grand yajna organized by her father and asked Shiva to attend the yajna, which is like fire ritual offering. Shiva refused her request, saying that it was inappropriate to attend a function without being invited. He reminded her that they had not been invited intentionally. Sati was of the view that there was no need for an invitation, as she was Daksha's favorite daughter, and no formality existed between them. Relenting, Shiva allowed Sati to go to her parents' home along with Nandi. Upon arriving, Sati tried to meet her parents and sisters. Daksha was arrogant and not only avoided interacting with Sati but insulted her and Shiva in front of all the dignitaries. Sati felt deep remorse for not listening to her beloved husband. When the shame and humiliation became too much to bear, she cursed Daksha. She warned that the wrath of Shiva would destroy him and his kingdom. She took her own life by jumping into the sacrificial fire. Other versions of the legend state that Sati, losing all control over her anger, takes the form of Durga and immolates herself. The onlookers tried to save her, but it was too late. They were only able to retrieve the half-burnt body of Sati. Shiva was deeply pained upon hearing of his wife's death. His grief grew into a terrible anger when he realized how Daksha's actions had contributed to his own daughter's demise. Shiva's rage became so intense that he destroyed the yajna of Daksha and eventually him. And then he only was resuscitated by Shiva. Shiva took the corpse of Sati and wandered around the universe. To reduce Shiva's grief, Vishnu cut Sati's corpse into many parts, which fell in those places where Shiva wandered. These places commemorating each body part came to be known as the Shakti Pithas. Later, Sati reincarnated as Parvati and Shiva married her. Shri Neela Kanthaya. Shiva's neck is blue in color and hence he is called Neelakantha. During the churning of the ocean, a poison called Halahala arose, which started destroying the worlds. To prevent this from happening, Shiva quickly gathered the poison in his palms and drank it. Alarmed about Shiva's safety, Devi Parvati pressed his throat to prevent the poison from going down. It thus remains in his throat, lending a blue color to it. Vrishadhvajaya, his flag Dvaja has a bull on it. Tasmai Shikaraya Namah Shivaya. Namaha to that Shiva who is represented by the syllable Shi.
Vasishtha Kumbhod Bhava Gautamarya Munindra Devarchita Shekharaya Chandrarka Vaishvanara Lochanaya Tasmai Vakaraya Namah Shivaya.
Namaha to him who is worshipped by the best and the most respected sages like Vasishtha, Agastya and Gautama, and also by the gods, and who is the crown of the universe. Namaha to him who has the Chandra, the moon, Surya, the sun, and Agni, fire, as his three eyes. Namaha to that Shiva who is represented by the syllable Va. The fourth syllable of the Panchakshara mantra, Nama Shivaya, is Va. And the fourth verse begins with Va. Vasishtha Kumbhodbhava Gautamarya Muni. Rishi Vasishtha is one of the most respected and revered Sapta Rishis. His name itself means among the best. He is the seer of the seventh mandala of the Rig Veda. Rishi Vasishtha was the family guru of Sri Rama and his brothers, as well as the Raghu dynasty. Yoga Vasishtha, the text of almost 32,000 verses, was his teaching to Sri Rama. Agastya Rishi is also one of the revered Sapta Rishis and one of the seers of some sections of the Rig Veda. He was born of a mud pot and hence referred to as Kumbhodbhava. Rishi Gautama too is mentioned in Yajurveda, Ramayana and the Ganesh Purana. Shiva is worshipped by all these exalted rishis. Indra Deva Archita Shekharaya. All these munis or sages, along with the king of the devas, Indra, do archana or worship the one who is the crown of the universe. Chandra Arka Vaishvanara Lochanaya. Chandra the moon, Arka the sun, and Vaishvanara fire are sources of light, heat, and life. They are his three eyes, rather. Shiva sustains the laws of light and heat through these sources of life for us. Tasmai Vakaraya Namah Shivaya. Namaha to that Shiva who is represented by the syllable Va.
Yajna Swarupaya Jatadharaya Pinakahastaya Sanatanaya Divyaya Devaya Digambaraya Tasmai Yakaraya Namah Shivaya.
Namaha to him who is the form of Yajna, fire ritual offering, and who has matted hair, who has the Trishula, trident, in his hand, and who is eternal, who is divine, who is the shining one, and who has the four directions as his clothes, signifying that he is ever free. Namaha to that Shiva who is represented by the syllable ya, the fifth syllable of the Panchakshara mantra, Namah Shivaya, is ya. The fifth verse begins with ya. Yajna Swarupaya, Namaha to him who is in the form of Yajna. He is all auspiciousness and he blesses with auspiciousness. After being invoked and propitiated in the fire ritual offerings. Jatadharaya, the flow of his hair indicates him as a lord of Vayu, who is the subtle form of breath essential for all living beings. Pinakahastaya, Pinaka is the Trishula or trident. It stands for the three gunas, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. It also stands for the process of manifestation, sustenance and resolution. The Trishula also stands for the destruction of the Ahankara with its threefold desires at the level of the mind, body and intellect. And so Namaha unto the one who bears the Pinaka in his hand. Sanatanaya. Sanatana is that which is eternal, often used to describe Dharma which has not been created by anyone, it continues in the flow of time. Namaha unto the one who is eternal. Divyaya Devaya Digambaraya. Divya is divine, Deva is a luminous being, Shiva is divine and the shining one, who has for his clothes the directions that stretch on endlessly to show that he pervades all forms. Tasmai Yakaraya Namah Shivaya. Namaha to that Shiva who is represented by the syllable ya. Panchaksharamidam punyam yah pathet Shiva sannidhau Shiva lokam avapnoti Shivena saha modate Shivena saha modate. Whoever recites this Panchakshara, this hymn in praise of the five syllables of Namah Shivaya, near the Shiva Linga, will attain the abode of Shiva and enjoy his fullness. This was the Shiva Panchakshara Stotram composed by Jagadguru Adi Shankaracharya for all of us. The depth of meaning in line with the Shastra, rhythm and melody transport us devotees to the feet of Bhagwan in complete surrender and happiness. In the Shiva Mahapurana, Devi laments about the Kali Yuga, the period that we are going through now. She says that people will be covered by darkness due to their papas. People will face a lot of obstacles in all their pursuits as their rights are infringed upon. The conduct of the Varnashramas will fade. She asks Shiva, how can your devotees be free from this? Ishvara replies that devotees in Kali Yuga will be free when they seek refuge in the Panchakshari mantra. He also says that this Panchakshari Vidya is Sarva Shruti Shirogata, best of all the Vedas, and is Sarva Jatasya Sarvasya Bija Bhuta Sanatani, happens to be the eternal seed of all the worlds. Namah Shivaya.
You matter. Your life matters. What you do with your life matters. Thank you for listening. If you found this episode helpful and offering insight, I do hope you will consider sharing this with your friends, family, or on social media.
Would you like to receive an email every month that will bring to you more wisdom, more happiness, and more freedom? If the answer is yes, then our monthly newsletter Arshavidya Bharati is for you. It has articles on living our traditions, links to podcast episodes, articles and videos published elsewhere in the month, reflections about how Vedanta is changing the life of students, announcements about events and courses, profound Sanskrit sayings, and much, much more. And it's not too long. Do consider checking out this month's issue and also subscribe. The links are in the description of this episode.
The transcript of this podcast is available on discoveratma.com/category/podcast. I would love to hear from you. If you have a request or a reflection, please write to me at swaminij@discoveratma.com. That's swaminij@discoveratma.com. As always, thank you for listening, and we meet next week.